A husband and wife were driving down the road one day, and a police officer pulled over the husband and noticed he was not wearing his seatbelt. He said, "Why aren't you wearing your seatbelt?" The husband said, "I am very sorry. I always wear it. I just forgot to wear it this one time." And the wife spoke up and said, "Officer, he never wears his seatbelt. I tell him to wear it all the time. He never listens to me." Then the policeman said, "Well, show me your driver's license, sir." The man said, "I'm sorry, officer, I forgot my driver's license today." The wife spoke up and said, "Officer, he never carries his driver's license. I tell him it all the time. In fact, I don't think he even has a driver's license." The husband got so angry, he said, "Quiet down, woman." The officer then spoke to the woman, "Does he always speak to you like that?" The woman said, "No, only when he's drunk." So that's an example of anger. And it's not the kind of anger that Jesus has in today's gospel when he cleanses the temple. Anger, of course, is one of the seven deadly sins. Jesus is God. He never committed a sin. So obviously Jesus does not lose his temper. He uses his temper. He does not commit the sin of anger. He practices zeal for his Father's house. He practices what's called righteous indignation. And that's the difference between anger and righteous indignation. Let's take a look at today's gospel to try to figure out why Jesus cleansed the temple. In fact, he did it twice in his public ministry. Once at the very beginning of his three-year ministry and once right at the end before his death. We see that John gives us the account today. Let's look at John's gospel. John says, "Since it was the Passover, the Jews were going up to Jerusalem." The historian Josephus tells us that every year, 2.5 million Jews would travel from around the world to go to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. It was the most important feast day of the year for the Jewish community. And every male over the age of 19 had to go to Jerusalem during the Passover. So imagine, you know, Jerusalem swelling to 2.5 million additional visitors during the Passover. Now it says they went up to Jerusalem. Why does Scripture say regarding Jerusalem, you always had to go up? Because Jerusalem was a city set on a hill. It was built on a hill. You always have to go up to Jerusalem. When the Lord got there, he went into the temple. The temple was huge. This was the third temple, the first one from Solomon about 1000 BC, the second one 500 BC. This one was began maybe 10 or 15 years before Christ was born. And it was most magnificent. It was one of the wonders of the world. It was a magnificent structure. It covered 19 acres just for the temple. And he went into the temple and he found that those that were selling the animals and the money changers were inside the temple. They weren't outside where they were supposed to be. They weren't outside the temple in area where they were allowed. They had moved into the temple. That's like instead of having coffee and donuts in the hall, you have coffee and donuts in the sanctuary. It's not the right thing to do. There's a place for coffee and donuts, that's over there. And there's a place for the worship of God and to keep God's house a house of prayer. So that was the first problem with the money changers and those who sold animals. They were in the wrong location. They had moved into what's called the court of the Gentiles, which was an area where non-Jews could go and pray. There were many sincere Gentiles that would travel to Jerusalem for the Passover, and they were allowed to go into that portion of the temple where they could pray, where they could read the Jewish scriptures, where they could try to come closer to God. The next level was the court of the women, which was to be for the Jewish women, and then the court of the Israelites, which was the court for the Jewish men, then the court of the priests, and then in the very center, the Holy of Holies. And all of this was dedicated to God. But these money changers and those who sold animals had moved into the court of the Gentiles, which would mean that any person that was there to pray would not be able to because of the commotion of the buying and the selling that was going on. What were they selling? They were selling oxen, sheep, and doves. And these things would be offered in sacrifice. Every family had to offer a sheep during the Passover. A poor family could offer doves, for example, but normally they would offer sheep or oxen if they were wealthy. And Jesus saw that they had done this, and so he makes a whip out of cord. Only twice in Scripture does it say Jesus ever made anything. Once he made mud paste to smear it on a man's eyes to heal his blindness, and the other time was to make this whip to drive out the money changers and those who sold the animals. Now, what were the other problems with the money changers and those who sold animals? First, the money changers. They notoriously cheated people by extortion and exchange rates. They, as you know, families would either have to bring their oxen, their sheep, or their doves. Some of them came from Nazareth, 5 days away. Others came from 2 or 3 days. And so many of them would not, bring their own animal. They would have to buy them there. And many of those who exchanged the money would not accept their foreign currency. And so they gave them exchange rates, which were basically cheating the people out of money. For example, a dove that they could have bought in Nazareth for 50 cents would have been $5 in the temple. So they were selling their animals for a much higher amount than they were worth. And they did that, obviously, for convenience. And this was a way that the temple priests and the money changers could make a great deal of money by the exchange rate. Because you know this, when you've traveled around the world, there are certain places that you should exchange your money and certain places that you don't want to exchange your money. You want to get a good rate. So they, of course, were not giving good rates for the exchange. This is another reason why the Lord showed righteous indignation against them. And then the third reason is because the priests that were inspecting the animals, they would not accept many animals that families brought with them. They would say, oh, that sheep has a blemish, and they would reject it. So then they had to then buy a sheep from their own priests and those who sold animals. Or a family brought doves, and they would say, no, these doves are blemished. We're not accepting them. So they couldn't use them. So they would have to buy one of the temple doves for 10 times the amount. So we see this is why the Lord sees this injustice and this righteous indignation. And so Jesus did not lose his temper. He used his temper to make a point. He showed emotion. He showed zeal for his Father's house. And it says that he drove out the animals from the temple to cleanse the temple, to keep his Father's house a house of prayer. He turned over the money changers' tables, and I'm sure the poor people were scrambling. Like if you go to a Spanish or Filipino house blessing, they throw coins. All the kids are scrambling to pick up the coins. And he told them to take the doves out of the temple and to release them. And said, stop making my Father's house a marketplace. Here, he is acknowledging his divinity, calling the temple his Father's house, acknowledging his divinity. And of course, the Jewish leaders say, how can you do this? What kind of a sign from heaven can you show that you have divine authority to do this? And so Jesus says, I will give you the sign. It's my resurrection. Destroy this temple, in 3 days I will build it up. Of course, they took the Lord literally and said it took 46 years to build this temple. It wasn't even finished. It wouldn't be finished for another 18 years. But Jesus was not talking about that temple. He was talking about the temple of his body. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, Jesus says, I will raise it up. That will be the sign that he had authority to cleanse the temple, that he would rise from the dead. And so Jesus' body is the great temple, and we're about to receive Jesus in a few moments in Holy Communion. And St. Paul would tell us that not only was Jesus' body a temple, but all of our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and that during Lent, when we go to confession, we say, "Jesus, drive out the money changers from my soul." What are the money changers of our souls? They are the seven deadly sins, the root sins: pride, avarice, lust, envy, gluttony, anger, and sloth. These are the money changers within the temple of our soul. So during Lent, we say, "Jesus, we invite you in to our temple. Drive out anything that should not be there, any sin, any attachment to sin. Drive out the pride, avarice, lust, envy, gluttony, anger, and sloth." And we give Jesus permission. We say, "Lord, in this confession, help me cleanse my temple to make it a beautiful place to honor Almighty God."